the blessings that God sent us this morning. Instead of 4 or 5 stops, I don't have to make but 2. So God is blessing even in the midst of us. You know, it is good, and I'm sure that they are glad to be from within the closed walls of their home, to be in fellowship with the people of God one more time. Never take it for granted that God has blessed you and allowed you an opportunity to come. And so we are just thankful to God for his goodness. If you have your Bibles this morning, we'd like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. Matthew out of the 6th chapter. And I'm going to pick up at verse 31 and read down through verse 33. And supporting scripture this morning, Philippians 4 and 19. The Bible reads, "Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is Jesus speaking from the mountain. And so we thank God for the word of God this morning. And if we are to have a thought or subject this morning, we like to use the thought, if we put God first, everything we need will come. If we put God first, everything that we need will come. So if you've ever tried God, then you ought to have that same mindset this morning, that Jesus is all right with us. Truly, the Lord is good this morning. We glorify him because as God has blessed us to journey out of another year and start into a new year, I found that if we would put God first, everything that we're going to need in 2019 will come. What a glorious blessing it is that God has divinely ordained that we come into this place of worship, gather together to praise and to give honor unto his name. And on this first Sunday of the year, we should all know that his spirit is here with us. It's good to be here this morning to share the goodness of the Lord. It was a blessing to be here on Monday evening for our New Year's Eve service to cross over from one year to the next. For, as we very well know, many did not make it. But we should be thanking God this morning that we did. Monday night, I shared a very simple and quick message that the press starts all over again. So here we are, allowing God to use us, because everything that we have comes from him. Every gift that we have comes from the Lord. And even though we are blessed with different gifts, let us also understand that they all come from the self-same Spirit. Everything that God has done for one, God will do for another. And so you just got to trust who God is in your life. God is a mighty good God. And as we shared, Paul said, "Forget those things that are behind and reach forward to those things that are before us." So whatever you did in 2018, whether it was good or whether it was bad, that's all behind you now. Don't worry about your yesterdays, but continue to reach forward to the days that shall come. And then have a prayer that God will give us more days. For the Bible declares in Philippians that we are pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that mark is having our mindset on heaven, Now, we got to understand that it's going to take something to get here, but it's very simple. All we got to do is trust and believe that Jesus died on Calvary, got up out of the grave for your sins and for my sins. And whatever it takes to get there, we got to have a mind to do what we got to do. It doesn't matter when we get there, whether or not what our physical condition is just before we leave this side. Because once the transition comes about and our mortal be changed into immortality, then we realize that there's no pain, there's no sorrow, there's no suffering, there's no worrying about tomorrow. And the essence of our message this morning is for us not to worry about anything. I wonder this morning, is there anybody in here worried already about how am I going to make it? All you got to do is trust God one day at a time. I feel that songwriter that said that when he penned the words, "I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me." Do know this morning that our God is holy. He's mighty. He's full of compassion. And he promised us that where two or three gather in his name, touching and agreeing that he would be in the midst of us. And so I'm so glad that we got more than two or three. But even if we didn't have but two or three, shake it off and let the word of the Lord go on. But we got to learn how to praise him. We got to learn how to not wait on our special picks, on our special song. And we ought to be excited about what God has done and is doing. God promised us. Remember the promise, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." He said that he would go with us all the way to the end. So there are those of us that realize that we had some ups and we had some downs. There are those that can say along with the songwriter, "I come up on the rough side of the mountain." Anybody in here know anything about the rough side of the mountain? It hadn't always been peaches and cream. It hadn't always been laid out there for you. Sometimes you had to go through something. And as you go through something, if you got your mind on the Lord our God, God will help you make it through. I don't care what you've gone through. Thank God this morning that you made it through. So take your time and don't try to predict what you're going to do this year. Take life one day at a time, knowing that no matter what our desires are, only by God's will can we do whatever it is that we set out to do. What is your life this morning? The Bible declares it is only a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it vanishes away. So we can't make plans for tomorrow that we are not absolutely sure that we're going to be here. It's all right to have the mindset, but don't make yourself be so confident that I'm going to be here. It's good to check into something, to pray that God will pave the way for you. But you still got to take it one day at a time. Every believer in the house this morning, let us proceed with caution and, if possible, rededicate our life to serving and pleasing our God. We got to learn how to allow the Spirit of God to stir up our gifts that we have on the inside. I think that we have become too comfortable in our praise and worship. There was a time when we came to God's house, we tried to do everything we could to promote and to motivate the Spirit of God and to lift up the name of Jesus. And now we sit back like we're just coming to be entertained, or we just want to make sure that our name is on the roll, that I came to church on Sunday morning. But I wonder, is there anybody in here that came to give God a praise? Is there anybody in here that realized that if you stir up those gifts within us and let us be determined to go one or two rounds higher, I think that we've been too complacent in where we are right now. When God has blessed you and everything is going fine, we tend to sit back and think that everything is all right now. But I believe that the saints of God ought to be trying to get a little bit higher. We ought to be trying to get a little bit closer. There ought to be more praise in here this morning than what it is. Those of us that sit here and we watch them roll them two ladies in this morning, it ought to give us a mind to be thankful that I walked in on my own two legs. I I lift up my own hand that I can tell my God, thank you. I believe that there comes a time that we got to do what we can for the power of a loving God. If we are doing what we call to be good, know that we can go higher if we allow God to take control. I must at this point serve you warning that the enemy is watching, the enemy is listening, and he would do whatever he can to distract you or hinder you from fulfilling the purpose and mission that God has for you. Don't allow the enemy to stop your praise. Don't allow your neighbor to stop your praise. Don't allow those things that you're going through in life to stop your praise. I thank God for the songwriter that said, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Anybody feel blessed this morning? Anybody know that you're in the hands of a mighty God? You know, we got to understand that if we're going to love one another, we ought to be concerned about one another. We need our church members to come back home. And when we get here, they need to find and see that we are growing, not so much in numbers, but in God's grace. That there's somebody that might be out there that think that don't nobody care about them. That somebody might be out there that's suffering from what we call church hurt. But if anybody has done anything to any of our members that have gotten a little stray red sometime, then you ought to go and make things right. If anybody really love your neighbor, if you love your church members, then you ought to have a drawing effect to let your light so shine. That they will realize that God is doing something in your life. I wonder this morning, in 2019, has anybody felt like in all the time that God has given you in the church house, have you grown any on your spiritual level? You know, our level ought to be going up. And if it gets to a place where it's stagnant, then you got to do something extraordinary. Is it all right to be extra sometimes? You know, we got some folk that just full of drama. But we got to understand that there comes a time to have that right kind of drama. Don't sit down on your blessing, but allow God to do what nobody else can do. I want to let you know that when we see that we are growing in grace, if your light has begun to get dim, then it's time that whatever you need to do is trust the power of God. I trust him that whatever God wants for you to have, it's yours in the name of Jesus the Christ. You got to trim your wick this morning. Somebody's light seemed like it's almost gone out. Anybody's light seemed to be a little dim? Then you ought to let your light so shine before God and before men that you can be a testimony as to what God can do. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. For we are all in this thing together. Let us not judge one another or cause stumbling blocks to get in the way of others. But the Bible declares, let us sit down and reason one with another. Make up your own mind that we know that we are many members, but just one body in Christ. And every one of you are necessary. Don't ever think because you don't have a title that you are not necessary. Don't ever think because you can't pay what your neighbor pay that you are not necessary. The Bible declared that the least of them are necessary. So now, who are going to be the one to judge who is great and who is least? Well, I come to tell you, I can't do it. I don't care how much of an under-shepherd I might be. I can't say that this woman is any better than that woman. But I can say they ought to be sisters in Christ, and they ought to be growing in the power of a loving God. Anybody tired of just coming and going through the motions? Anybody realize that there come a time you got to lift up the mighty name of Jesus? We got to pray together and pray one for another. Start our own little personal outreach and help in kingdom building. The Bible declared that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I'm so glad this morning that my God is a forgiving God. And no matter what your sin may be, God is able to forgive you. I come to tell somebody that Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. I don't owe a dime on my salvation. Hallelujah. I realize that I have to struggle sometimes to make those bills meet. But one thing about it, I know that I already got another home. For this world is not my home. I got another building eternal in the heavens. And it seemed like this old body of mine was beginning to dissolve. But I said, hold up. I know somebody. I know somebody that got all power. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? It's funny to me how we can get excited about everything but Jesus. Somebody ought to be excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. When he paid it all on Calvary. That's a testimony every day. So if we start out this new year, maybe you had it hard last year, trying to make your ends meet. Your money started looking a little funny. Your friends started acting a little funny. And we say if it wasn't one thing, it was another. The death train ran steadily. Sickness seemed to abound in every walk of life. Doesn't matter. Don't have respect of persons. Don't have respect of color. Don't have respect of age. Don't you know we got some babies laying in the hospital right now? We got some toddlers that can't walk this morning that ought to be walking around and getting in the stuff. So you ought to thank God for your many blessings. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. How many of you know that God is a healer? God will keep you and God will make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. I saw my cousin on last week that came in to his brother's eulogy on crutches. But he walked in here this morning on his own two legs. Isn't God a mighty good God? Don't forget where your blessings come from. You see, if there's anything that you've gone through, out of all of the things, out of all knowing that sickness is abounding in every walk of life, aren't you glad to be able to say I'm still here? If you're glad to be here right now, this is a good time for a praise break. Anybody got a praise for the Lord? Anybody want to thank God for whence he brought you from? Don't sit down on God because don't nobody else want to praise him. I come to praise his holy name this morning. Because when I think about what God has done for me, my soul cries out. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo. You don't think that you're blessed, you ought to go by the nursing home. Stop by the hospital. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody getting rich but the doctor. All this medicine and all these things that are going on in the world, I'm not going to let nobody get between me and the love of my God. Good to have a praise break. Good to come out of your comfort zone. Say, oh, Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you did last year. And, oh, God, I want to let you do greater things even this year. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Don't be so thin-skinned and allow anything to get between you and your praise. Know that it's not all about us. It's not all about me. But it's about the people of a loving God. That person that's sitting beside you. Let us serve our God in spirit and in truth. Trusting and believing that we belong to a God. A God that has everything that we need. His resources are bountiful. His promise is that he will supply our every need. So don't worry about how you're going to make it this year. Just believe that whatever you need, God's got it. How many of you know that God got what you need? Our supporting text tells us, but my God, shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. So now if God got it and all you got to do is ask for it, don't worry about it. One thing we got to learn, how to distinguish the difference between what we need and what we want. Don't shortchange God because you don't have everything you want. There's some things that are not for you. Don't covet what your neighbor got. Be thankful for what God has given you. And I believe that where there is little, God can continue to make that thing grow into where you have much. Worrying God about something that we want. But I found out that God's grace is sufficient every day to supply our daily needs. And we will be like David, make a personal relationship with our God. And be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you claim him as your shepherd, the shepherd take care of his own. The shepherd wants you to know this morning that you don't have to worry about the necessities of life. Because the reality is, he already knows what you stand in need of. I serve a God that already knew who was going to be here this morning. I serve a God that let me know that anything that you need, all you got to do is trust me. Because he knows all things. If it's food, John 6 and 20 and 35 tells us that I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger. If you need clothes to put on your back, Luke 12 and 28 says, if God so clothed the grass, then how much more will he clothe you? If you don't have anywhere to stay, then remember that Jesus said, in my Father's house. I'm not talking to anybody in here. Well, I'm just going to preach my own self happy this morning, because I'm glad to be in the number. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I don't owe no mortgage on that mansion. I don't have to worry about the payments on that mansion, because when Jesus went to Calvary, he paid it all, and I'm so glad. Yeah. Interest rate won't go up. Those of us that are dealing with some bad health issues, go to Psalms 103 and 3. He healeth all thy diseases, so as we journey on, know that he got you. No matter what that disease is. Go to doctor. Doctor say, I don't know what's wrong with you. Then you become a guinea pig. They start trying to try this and take this test and take that test and take this test. They test you to death. Then a lot of times at the end of all of that testing, they still don't know what's wrong with you. But how many of you know that you serve a God that even knows every strand of hair that's on your head? You serve a God that knows you're good and you're bad. And God knows when you're in pain. God knows when you have that fake face on, acting like everything is all right. But how many of you got God down on the inside? Woo! I'm almost finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just for a few more minutes, want to share with you what Jesus had to say. When you get so anxious about what you need and what you're going to do, stop worrying and feeling sorry for yourself. Look at what he taught the disciples. He said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you should put on. Is it not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Your soul is important. Hallelujah. You can feed your soul just by saying, thank you, Jesus. You can feed your soul by saying, Lord, I need another walk. Lord, I need you to stand by me. The Bible declares, when you're worried about so many different things, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubic unto your stature? If you're short, folk been talking about you short. You ain't gonna get no taller than what you are. Once you get to a certain age, it just stops. We got some kids that spring up like a beanstalk. Before you know it, they're already tall as you are. How many of you had to say and put them in check and let them know that I'm still your boss? How many of your mamas had to tell that tall son that I'll bring you down to where you need to know? Because I'm still your mama, and you still can't do nothing with the power that God has given me. You got to understand that God wants us in this text to stop worrying. Don't take thought about clothes. Don't take no thought about what you're going to eat, because God got cattle upon 1,000 hills. Yet I say unto you that if you're worried about what you're going to put on. Now, if God will feed the birds in the air, what much more would God give you? If in the springtime, when you see the lilies growing and you see the beauty that is there, you see it for a little while. But when that hot sunshine comes, it's gone away. But you can get the best attire. And use the thought of King Solomon. One that had splendor, one that had silk and all of these other things. But God blesses us beyond that. The Bible declares, therefore, take no thought. Hallelujah, Jesus. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, or wherewith you shall be clothed. For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. So I just want to let you know that if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all of the other things that you need, God will supply. If you say that you're going to pray, then somebody said, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, then don't pray. See, you got to be a faith walk. You got to trust that I'm going to believe in the power of God. We can't allow ourselves to be caught up or consumed in worry. Worry sheds darkness and doubt on our faith. But if you put your priorities in order and know that where all of your strength come from, I just stop by to let you know that if you put your God first as you branch out into a brand new year, I just come to tell you, don't worry about yesterday. But this is the day that the Lord God have made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I wonder, is there anybody in the house that is glad this morning that God is right there by your side? Is there anybody in the house that know that we serve a mighty God? And I want to let you know that the God that I serve, I can trust him in the morning and I can trust him in the noonday. Sometime late in the midnight hour, I find myself calling on the power of God. Is there anybody that love God enough to tell the devil he is a liar? Oh, Lord, I'm going to put you first. I'm going to seek out your kingdom. I'm going to seek out your righteousness. For I know if I serve you with all of my heart, that everything is going to be all right. I'm not going to worry about my tomorrow. But, oh, Lord, take care of today. You woke me up early this morning. And for that, Lord, I say thank you. I still got the use of my limbs. For that, God, I say thank you. I still got a half of a mind. So that, I say thank you. Anybody glad that they serve a mighty God? See, sometimes you got to go through something. But as you go through, put the devil up under your feet. Anybody glad this morning that God made another way? That you are able to say, I'm still counted amongst the living. For I found out that a living dog is better than a dead lion. I still got hope this morning. Hope for a better tomorrow. Hope for joy and peace. Hope for ends to come together. I got hope that we're going to grow in grace. Anybody want to grow this morning? Anybody want to shake off the enemy? Lay aside every weight and look up to the hills, knowing that that's where your help comes from. See, I asked the Lord early this morning, get this old body and mind some strength, because I want to talk about how good, not only what you did last year, but I want to thank you for all of these 5 days. And now I'm on the 6th day, and I'm looking for the 7th day. I'm looking for January to pass and still be yet right here. But if God so ordained that I leave on tomorrow, everything, 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 oh, gonna gonna be all right. Because I serve a mighty God. I serve a merciful God. I serve a loving God. I serve a healing God. He's a doctor that never lost a case. He's a lawyer that'll get you out of your trouble. He's a bridge across troubled water. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I'm in the hand of God. And no man is able to pluck me out. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God is working a miracle in somebody's life. Trust God and allow God to do what God can't do. If you put God first, that's all you got to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. But don't get it twisted. It's not about what you want, but it's about the necessities of life and everything that you need. I declare before living people that God's got it. And all you got to do is trust and believe that whatever I need, my God, my shepherd, shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory.